Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents
Gertenstein!
Makers of the big new Mars bar welcome you to Curtain Time. The lobby is a mass of moving spring colors tonight, and here, eager to see the new play, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, theatrically speaking, what's up?
A very neat play, Myron, that's funny and very romantic. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center, seats 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, the footlights are up and the house lights will be dimmed in a moment, so let's glance at the program. Happy Elders, supported by the Curtain Time Players, is starred tonight in Two Loves Have I by Marguerite Jacobs. Mr. Elders is cast as Andy Barton, and in the absence of Nanette Sargent, Geraldine Kay is featured as Polly Lawrence.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of Two Loves Have I. The scene is the office of the Greendale Blade, a small town newspaper. Everyone is at his desk, busily working, when the street door opens and a young man enters.
Stop the presses, slaves, and set up a new front page. The great Barton is back home.
Well, if it isn't Shrinking Violet in person, the local yokel who went to Hollywood and made good, he says.
Hey, Andy, how come you're back in Greendale?
Yeah, doesn't this rag have a Hollywood correspondent anymore?
Did you get fired?
Look, my green-eyed pals, little Andy arrived home last night for a week's well-earned rest.
You mean Hollywood can do without you for a whole week?
Hey, Ed, get a load of the Hollywood wardrobe.
Knocks your eye out, doesn't it, sweetheart?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, well, Bing gave me the name of his tailor.
You mean Crosby?
Look, Dopey, how many Bings are there?
Oh, so you're palling around with all the celebrities now, I suppose.
Ned.
And do you have lunch every day with Dottie L'Amour and Betty Grable?
Well, now, I hate to brag.
Oh, sure.
If I weren't a gentleman, I'd show you my little black book of telephone numbers.
You mean you even have Linda Lawrence's phone number?
Oh, not her, Clem. She's the Garbo type. She wants to be alone.
Not when I call. Linda and I are just like that.
You don't say. Then you'll be glad to know that Miss Lawrence is spending the summer in Greendale.
She is?
Hmm?
Sure. You'll want to call her and take her to lunch while you're here.
I say, what kind of a gag is this? What would Linda Lawrence be doing in Greendale?
You mean she didn't tell you she was renting the old Pemberton place for the summer and in your hometown?
Gee, that's a dirty trick to play on an old pal.
Well, I'll have to give the gal a buzz while I'm here.
You mean you're not taking her to lunch?
Well, I'll be pretty busy.
Hey, I know what. You can take her to the hospital benefit ball on Friday.
Well,
sure, the mayor's been trying to get her to put in an appearance, but so far she won't even see him.
But she won't say no to Andy, will she, lover?
Look, fellas, I'd like to cooperate, but I'm sick of glamour girls, and I...
You know, he does look kind of pale at that.
You guys are pretty busy, so I'll just run along and...
Oh, don't hurry away, Andy.
Sorry, kids, but I have to. I promised Pop I'd be right back.
How's that, Mrs. Pringle? Well, I can't leave the store right away, but as soon as Andy comes in, I... What? Oh, you bet. I'm proud of that boy, you bet. Why, you ought to hear him tell about all the famous people he's met out in Hollywood. Oh, sure. Him and Cary Grant are regular buddies.
Hi, Pop.
Oh, say, Andy's here now, so I'll be right over with Betsy's cough syrup. Yeah, goodbye, Mrs. Pringle. Well, Andy, I didn't expect you back so soon.
Well...
I thought you was going to stop at the Blade to see the boys.
I've just come from the Blade.
Well, as long as you're here to look after things...
Pop, why didn't you tell me last night that Linda Lawrence is spending the summer in Greendale?
Why, I guess I just plumb forgot. Listen to you talk about Hollywood, well...
Yeah, that's the trouble. I talk too darn much.
Of course, none of us have seen Miss Lawrence. Polly says she don't like to meet people.
Who's Polly?
It's her sister.
Oh?
A quiet, plain sort of girl. Comes in here now and then to get books from the London Library.
Well, I sure wish you'd told me Linda was in town.
See, that's right. I'll bet you know her, don't you?
Well,
Yes, sir, it's a small world.
Yeah, it's too darn small.
I suppose you'll want to take her to lunch while you're here like you do Loretta Young and Lana Turner?
Pop, about those stories I was telling you.
Afraid I ain't got time to listen to you right now, Andy. I got to take this cough syrup over to the Pringles.
But what I'm trying to tell you...
Tell me tonight, son. Just watch the store until I get back.
Oh, nuts. What's the use?
Can you tell me whether the wayward bus is in?
Look, lady, this is a drugstore. The bus station is two blocks down the street.
Well, of all the... I'm afraid I don't care for your brand of small-town humor.
Okay, that makes us even.
But I merely asked...
I know. Drugstores are supposed to carry everything. But in Greendale, the buses still arrive at the bus station.
Oh, then you haven't heard of the Wayward Bus.
No, I haven't.
The Wayward Bus is a book.
A book? Well, I guess the laugh is on me.
Yes. Mr. Barton told me he'd like me in today.
Well, let's have a look. If Pop said so...
Pop! Then you must be Andy Barton.
Right.
Well, your father's been telling me about you. He's very proud of your success in Hollywood.
Well, you know how fathers are, always bragging about their offspring.
Oh, but I'm sure he has good reason to brag.
Oh, here it is. The Wayward Bus.
Oh, good. Just charge it to Linda Lawrence.
Charge it to... Are you Linda Lawrence?
Did I say I was?
Oh, I get it. You're her sister Polly.
I suppose you know my sister.
Well, I should say No, I've never met her.
Really?
To tell the truth, for a change, I don't know any movie stars of any importance.
And you work in Hollywood?
Well, I've only been out there a little while.
Oh, that explains it. When you've been in Hollywood longer, you'll learn to brag about all the famous people you know.
Not me. I'll never brag anymore.
Oh, but just you wait till you meet some of those high-powered glamour girls like my sister.
I don't like glamour girls.
Well, that's refreshing anyhow.
You know... You look a little like Linda Lawrence at that.
Oh, come now, Mr. Barton. Mother Nature did a much better job on Linda.
Frankly, I prefer the job she did on you.
Thank you. Well, I better be going.
Oh, but hold on. You can't carry that that heavy book all the way out to the Pemberton place.
Heavy?
Miss Lawrence, Barton's drugstore is proud of its delivery service. And if you'll just wait until Pop returns, well, I'll be glad to drive you and the Wayward Bus home.
Yes, Hannah, but... Oh, dear me, Miss Linda, where have you been? It's after midnight.
Hannah, how many times have I told you not to call me Miss Linda?
There's no one around to hear.
Just the same, there may be sometime, and then everything would be spoiled.
Well, I still say it's crazy, posing as your own sister.
That's beside the point. And what's more, Polly Lawrence is my real name.
Oh, you know what I mean. You're letting people think Linda Lawrence is cooped up here, refusing to meet anyone, while you go traipsing around as her sister.
Oh, and it's a wonderful joke, too.
Is that so?
Yes. Oh, Hannah, I'm so commonplace without my Hollywood glamour, and I can come and go as I please without attracting the slightest notice.
Someday you're going to get caught, too.
I almost did, today, by a Hollywood reporter.
Oh, one of them.
No, Hannah, this one is different.
I bet.
Andy is a very sweet boy. He's modest and sincere.
I'll believe that when I see him.
You will. Tomorrow night, he's coming for dinner.
He's coming here?
Yes.
But what about Miss Linda?
Miss Linda will have a severe headache.
Mm, so that's why you're coming home at midnight, after starting out at noon.
Uh-huh. We went for a long drive, had dinner, danced for hours and hours.
Miss Linda, are you sure he isn't making up to you so we can meet your sister?
Well, of course not. Andy doesn't even like glamour girls.
He don't?
No. And that's what I like about him. Lots of men have fallen for Linda's phony glitter, but Andy's the first who was ever attracted to plain, unglamorous me.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and featuring Geraldine Kay. And now, Myron Wallace.
Now that spring gardens are beginning to bloom and the days are getting longer, more and more often the whole family will gather out of doors in the evenings. And one little treat that many candy lovers will enjoy these spring evenings is the taste treat of the big new 10-cent Mars bar. For in Mars, the toasted almond bar, you enjoy a truly rare flavor combination. An extra thick, pure milk chocolate coating, heaped high and packed with crunchy, fresh, whole toasted almonds, all over a soft, snow-white nougat center that is creamy, rich, and smooth. Altogether, the milk chocolate, crisp almonds, and soft nougat make every bite of Mars, the toasted almond bar, a taste of candy at its finest. For the finest quality candy bar of them all, just try a Mars bar. For the second act of Two Lives Have I, brought to you by the makers of the big new Mars bar. Linda Lawrence, the movie star, is spending some time in Greendale, but no one has seen her. They've only seen her less glamorous sister, Polly, who is really Linda. Well, at the same time, Andy Barton, Hollywood correspondent for the local paper, is home for a week's vacation, and Polly and Andy have met. Well, now, the next day, Andy enters his father's drugstore.
Oh, darn it, Pop. You shouldn't have let me sleep so late.
Well, it was pretty late when you got in last night, Andy.
But I want to give you a hand here while I'm home.
Oh? Have a nice time last night on your date, son?
I had a swell time, Pop. Polly's a wonderful girl.
Polly?
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe it was Linda who...
No, I didn't even see Linda.
See, that reminds me. The mayor dropped in to see you this morning.
The mayor?
Yeah, you're an important man in this town now.
I am?
Yeah, the boys up at the Blade told His Honor what good friends you and Linda Lawrence are.
Oh.
So he wants you to ask her to the hospital benefit ball.
Oh, no, Papa. I can't do that.
Why, Andy, I told the mayor you'd be glad to.
But I can't. You see, well, Linda's here for a rest. She doesn't want to appear in public at all.
Oh, now, Andy, I'm sure you can coax her to change her mind.
Pop, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid
But it's for charity, son. Think what it'll mean to the hospital fund to have Linda Lawrence at the ball.
I realize that,
well,
but...
My goodness, Andy, I never dreamed you'd refuse to do me a little favor like this. Why, I promised the mayor you would.
Okay, Pop, I'll see what I can do.
No, Mr. Schmidt, not that scrawny little steak. I want that big, juicy-looking one.
Oh, Miss Lawrence, good morning. How is your dear sister today?
She's very well, thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that, and I'm so glad we'll all have a chance to meet her at the hospital benefit ball on Friday.
You must be mistaken.
Oh, no.
But my sister is definitely not attending any affairs while she's in Greendale.
Oh, but my dear, the mayor's wife told me only 10 minutes ago that Andy Barton had promised that your sister would be
Andy
there.
Andy Barton?
Yes, isn't it thrilling?
What?
Linda Lawrence and one of our own local boys. Oh, but of course, you must know all about the romance since you're Linda's sister. Well, goodbye, Miss Lawrence. It's so nice to see you.
Well, of all the... Just a minute, Mr. Schmidt. I think I'll take that scrawny, nasty-looking steak after all.
Now, Miss Polly, you don't have to carry on like that.
But I thought Andy was different, and he's just like every other man.
Mm, I could have told you that. Haven't even seen him yet.
Oh, and just as you said, Hannah, he was only making a play for poor, plain little Polly so he could meet her glamorous sister and ask her to go to a party with him.
Yeah, he must be pretty sure of himself. Promising you'd be there after you'd already turned down the mayor.
That's because he thinks Linda will fall for him just the way her foolish sister did.
Well, I didn't know better. Say, you were jealous of yourself.
Me? Jealous? I'm not interested in the kind of men who fall for Linda's razzle-dazzle.
We can forget about him, then.
Oh, no. He's not going to get away with this. If he's so anxious to meet Linda, I'll be glad to arrange it for him.
But I don't see how you...
He's coming for dinner tonight, isn't he?
Oh, but Miss Linda... I mean Miss Polly.
That's all right, Hannah. You can call me Miss Linda tonight.
I can.
Miss Polly will have a severe headache.
But who...
Linda Lawrence will entertain in her place. And I do mean entertain.
Oh, but Miss Polly, I mean Miss Linda. Oh, dear, I'm so mixed up.
If you think you're mixed up, Hannah, just wait till you see Andy Barton after the Lawrence sisters get through with him.
I hope you don't mind it that I came so early, Polly. I've been looking forward all day to,
Meeting me, Mr. Barton?
Why, aren't you, you aren't Polly?
Not many men mistake me for Polly.
No, you're much more, Polly isn't quite so...
Not quite so glamorous, Mr. Barton?
Well, that will do until they invent a better word, Miss Lawrence.
Call me Linda, won't you?
Well...
Dinner won't be ready for some time. Shall we sit down and get acquainted?
Well, gee, thanks. I'll...
No. Sit right here beside me on the divan.
Right there?
Polly won't be down for dinner, Andy.
She won't?
She has a headache. You and I will have to eat alone.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry that you'll be alone with me?
Oh, no. I mean that... You know, it's just a trifle warm in here.
Well, suppose we walk on the terrace and look at the stars.
Well, on second thought, it would probably be warmer out there.
Darling, let me feel your brow. I believe you have a fever.
Oh, I'll be all right in a moment.
Has anyone ever told you how fascinating you are?
Fascinating?
Oh, if only I could make you forget Polly.
Polly? Who's Polly?
Why, it's Polly, my sister.
Oh, sure. Your sister.
Oh, there now. You've forgotten Polly already, haven't you, darling?
Polly! Hey, Polly, wait a minute.
Oh, it's you. I'm afraid, Mr. Barton, that I haven't time to stop.
But I've been yelling at you all the way from Main Street. I'll give you a lift. My car's right over here.
No, thank you.
Oh, come on. Hop in.
Oh, very well, if you insist.
There. Isn't this better than walking?
Well...
What do you say we go for a nice long drive?
I'm afraid I'll have to decline that invitation, Mr. Barton.
Hey, you're not sore at me, are you?
Oh, gracious, no. Why should I be sore at you?
Well, that's what I want to know.
Honestly, how can you say that after last night?
Well, what about last night? I'm sorry you had a headache, of course, but you can't blame me for that.
I'm not blaming you for anything. I know how attractive my sister is.
Oh, Linda.
Well, don't tell me you've forgotten her.
No, but you don't have to be jealous of her.
I'm not.
I suppose you think I fell for her, Polly.
Trying to tell me you didn't?
Well, I may have kidded her along a little.
Oh, that's what you call it.
Sure. Linda's glamour leaves me cold.
You expect me to believe that?
Polly, you don't think I'd lie to you, do you?
I don't know what to think. And, hey, what are you doing?
Stopping the car.
See here, you take me home this instant.
Look, Polly.
I told you to take me home, and if you don't, Andy Barton, I hate you.
Darling, you don't mean that.
I do, too. I never want to see you again. Oh. Oh, Andy.
Darling.
Why, I guess you didn't fall for Linda after all.
Who's Linda?
Oh, have you really forgotten?
Well.
But, Andy, you did ask Linda to go to that party tomorrow night.
Oh, I can explain that. Pop got me into it.
Oh?
He thinks I know all the movie stars, so he promised the mayor I'd persuade Linda Lawrence to go to the charity ball.
Oh, well, if that's it...
I'll call it off if you want me to, darling. I hate to let the old boy down.
Oh, no, don't do that. Besides, I guess it's safe now to tell you about Linda.
What do you say we forget her for today, anyway? When will you marry me, Angel? Next week?
Oh, darling, you just say when.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and featuring Geraldine Kaye, here is Myron Wallace.
The next time you are hungry for something good to eat in the middle of the afternoon, just treat yourself to the truly thrilling taste of the big new 10-cent Mars bar. For with every bite of Mars, the toasted almond bar, your teeth sink through a thick milk chocolate coating of specially blended pure milk chocolate that is heaped extra high and packed with crunchy, fresh, whole toasted almonds, all over a delicately soft white nougat center that is creamy, rich, and smooth. Here is truly one of the greatest of candy triumphs. For the finest quality candy bar of them all, just try a Mars bar.
Curtain time!
There's the call for the third act of Two Loves Have I, brought to you by the makers of the big new Mars bar. Polly Lawrence, who is also the movie star Linda Lawrence, thought that Andy Barton had fallen for Linda's glamour. But he hasn't.
And now Polly and Andy are engaged, although Andy still doesn't know that Polly and Linda are the same person. Well, it's now late at night, the same day.
Well, it's after midnight again, Miss Linda. Or is it Miss Polly tonight?
Oh, Hannah, I'm so happy.
So I noticed.
Andy and I are engaged. We're going to be married next week.
Married?
Yes.
Well, I give up. This morning you were so mad you never wanted to see him again.
But I did. And suddenly everything was all right.
I suppose you told him you were Linda Lawrence.
No, I decided to wait until after that party tomorrow night.
Oh, you know, it sounds to me like you aren't so happy after all.
Oh, but I am when I'm with Andy. He can make me believe anything.
Well, that sounds like love, all right.
Of course, when I remember last night, I'm not quite so sure he didn't fall for Linda.
Oh, land's sake, what difference does that make? You're both the same girl.
Yeah, but Andy doesn't know that.
No, but
if he's in love with Linda, well, he can't be in love with Polly then, can he?
Oh, dear, you're so mixed up, you really think you're two different people.
Well, I'll know about Andy for sure tomorrow night. If he can resist Linda, I can be sure he's in love with Polly.
Well, Linda, here you are back home. I hope you had a good time at the ball.
It was very nice, Andy, except for one thing.
Oh? What was that? Well, here, I'll help you up.
Oh, thanks.
You were saying...
Andy, you seem so cold toward me.
Well,
it wasn't like the other night when...
Well, there were so many people...
But, darling, we're all alone now.
It's pretty late, Linda. It's almost 2 o'clock.
Darling, the night has just begun for us.
It has?
Andy, it's no use, darling. We can't fight this thing.
What thing?
Take me in your arms. Hold me close.
Oh, but Linda, I...
Darling, kiss me.
But... Oh, Linda, you're right. We can't fight a love like this.
But Andy...
We belong together, Linda, forever.
Forever?
Yes. Tell me you'll marry me next week.
Why, Andy, how can you...
How can I wait that long? You're right, sweetheart. We'll be married in the morning.
With Polly as my bridesmaid, I suppose.
Yes, with Polly as your... Oh, golly, Polly.
She'll be so happy when I tell her you and I are going to be married in the morning.
No, Linda, don't tell her.
Oh, but, darling, I never keep anything from Polly.
Linda, I'm afraid I...
Yes, dear.
Linda, I'd better be going. Good night.
Well, it's about time he was going, Miss Linda. I had a good notion to send him packing 10 minutes ago.
Oh, Hannah, I wish you had.
Oh, dear me, now what's wrong?
Oh, nothing. He just thinks he's going to marry both of us, that's all.
You mean you didn't tell him?
Why, I'd rather not talk about it. Hannah, why are you carrying that candle?
Oh, something went wrong with the light. I tried to fix him, but the wiring in this old place is so bad.
Well, we'll have an electrician come out in the morning. Good night, Hannah.
Pop, I hate to wake you up like this, but I'm in a terrible jam.
You're in a...
I have to leave town right away.
What's that? Wait till I turn on the lamps on. Well, land alive, boy, you look pale. What's wrong?
I can't explain everything now, Pop, but I'm supposed to marry Linda Lawrence in the morning.
You mean Polly, don't you?
No, I'm supposed to marry her next week.
You mean you're planning to marry both of them?
You know I can't do that, Pop. That's why I've got to leave town before Linda tells
Polly.
Well,
now, Andy, stop being so jittery. There ain't a pack of bloodhounds on your trail.
No, just 2 bloodthirsty fiancés.
Well, sit down. Let's talk it over, son. There must be a better way out than running away.
Pop, I've tried to think of something else, but it's no use.
Yeah, but Polly's a nice, sensible girl. I'm sure she'll let you off if you explain how it is.
But I don't want to give up Polly.
Oh, then she's the one you like best. Well, maybe Linda.
But I can't give Linda up either.
Well, now, Andy, this ain't no time to be greedy.
Pop, you just don't understand.
Well, I'll say I don't.
I'm in love with both Polly and Linda.
With 2 different girls?
That's the funny part of it. When I kiss them, there isn't any difference.
Oh, well, which one likes you best?
That's no good either, Pop. They're both nuts about me.
Well, son, you must be a regular devil.
I guess I am.
Yeah. Well, if they're both dead set in marrying you, Maybe it would be best if you did skip town.
Yeah, that seems to be the only thing.
Yeah.
I can hop the 4:30 milk train and... Listen. Pop, they've set the cops on my trail already.
Oh, don't be silly, Andy. That's the new fire engine. Say, wonder where the fire is.
Well, I'd better start packing just in case.
Golly, it must be a big fire. Sky's all red out there in the direction of the old Pemberton place.
The old Pemberton place? That's where Polly and Linda are.
Well, it could be the Cranstons, but I don't know, Andy.
Pop, I'd better drive out and see. Lindy and Polly may be in danger.
Oh, what? Where am I?
In the hospital, darling. Are you feeling better now?
Oh, Andy, what happened?
It was a fire, Polly. But you weren't hurt.
I'm beginning to remember now. Hannah said something was wrong with the wiring.
That must be what caused the fire, then. The house burned to the ground, but we got you out in time.
What about Hannah? Was she...
Hannah's safe. But, Polly...
What is it, Andy? You look worried.
Polly, are you strong enough for a terrible shock?
Andy, what's wrong? Tell me.
Well, we searched everywhere, Polly, but we couldn't even find a trace of Linda.
Oh, is that all?
Is that all? Polly, don't you remember your sister Linda?
Well, what I mean is, I'm Linda.
Oh, no, dear, you're Polly.
Yes, I know.
But
I'm Polly, too.
Dr. Stone.
Andy, I'm not delirious.
Darling, the shock was too much for you. I'll get the doctor.
But, Andy, you ask Hannah if you don't believe me. She'll tell you I'm both Linda and Polly.
But you can't be. I've seen both
Andy,
of you.
Andy, kiss me.
But I tell you, it's impossible. It... Hey, that's my girls, all right. Both of them.
And do you still want to marry us? I mean me?
Oh, darling, you know I do. Why, if you were 10 girls, I'd marry all of you and keep a harem.
The curtain falls on the last act for another curtain line play brought to you by the makers of the big new Mars Bar. Tonight's Curtain Time starred Harry Elder, and in the absence of Nanette Sargent, featured Geraldine Kay. Next Saturday, Curtain Time will present a romantic comedy entitled See Ya in the Funny Paper. And now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart, many on their way to the glamorous after-theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of the big new Mars Bar present...
Curtain Time!
Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Metal Banker. And next Saturday, be with us once again for Curtain Time. Remember, for the finest quality candy bar of them all, just try a Mars Bar.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.